Diane Woodford's book, Living with Sight Loss, A Type 1 Diabetic's Life Story, was published in 2016 and tells how she regained her independence after quite literally losing her sight overnight.
What do you do when you wake up and your whole world has changed? Your first reaction might be to try and change it back again. This was certainly my first thought on Sunday, the 26th of August, 2007, when I woke up to find that I'd lost the majority of my sight. I could make out where my window was and that it was light outside. However, for some reason, I couldn't see items in my bedroom clearly, and I felt like I was shrouded in darkness. My brain was certainly confused. I tried rubbing my eyes, but to no effect. I wondered whether maybe my eyes didn't want to wake up at the same time as my body this morning. I got out of bed and stumbled and felt my way to the bathroom. I felt scared as I washed my face with cold water, rubbing water onto my eyes in particular. I then looked in the mirror, but I couldn't see myself. It was although the mirror was steamed up after a shower or a bath.
Eloise Nicholson, narrating Living with Sight Loss, A Type 1 Diabetic's Life Story, written by her mum, Diane Woodford. So, Diane, as a blind writer, did you find it physically difficult to write and to edit?
I did find it really difficult at first. I used talking computer software, JAWS, and I think writing the book, I did it with my partner to help me, and we found the best way for me was for me to record what I wanted to say and then for him to type it up because he quite likes doing that. And then I felt it was easy to get everything out, what I wanted to say.
Did you have any biographies that you had read or listened to in mind as you were writing your own story?
I found it quite hard to find biographies from blind people, so that sort of inspired me to write the book.
What do you think was the biggest factor in you regaining your independence?
My need to be make family life as normal as possible for two teenagers and a toddler. I was a single mum at the time, and to get my life back into a normal running, I wanted to make everything as normal as possible for them. You know, one of the things my mum said when she visited me in the hospital when I first lost my sight was, "What are you going to do now?" And I think my answer to that was, "I'm going to abseil down the Humber Bridge and I'm going to do it for charity." And I think I've always had that attitude that this isn't going to stop me. This is just a different way of living, not a sad way of living at all. And in fact, I've probably done an awful lot more since losing my sight than I did before losing my sight. My sight went suddenly. And then, you know, I was more or less offered daycare services, like you can go to the day centre. And I was like, wow, I'm 38, so that, you know. I don't want to be in a day centre. You know, how do you go about meeting other blind people and how do you go about, you know, learning the ropes, really?
And do you think that writing about that and exploring that has helped you find your own voice to express your individuality?
Yes, it was a learning curve writing the book. I think, you know, one of the things in the book is my daughter writes about the morning my sight went. She has a chapter in the book, and when we sat down to write it, when we were writing our book, we were both writing our chapters, we didn't speak to each other about it until after the chapters were wrote, and we then paired them together to see how much difference her memory was to my memory, and it was more or less identical.
Presumably with very different emotions for both of you.
I mean, you know, I'd gone in and I'd tried to sort of make it really soft. I'd gone into her room and I sort of said, "What are you wearing today? Where are you going? What are you doing? Did you sleep well?" And as I left the room, I went, "Oh, by the way, Mum can't see very well this morning." I did it as like an afterthought because I didn't want the shock to hit her. So I knew I had to tell her, but I did it as very much like it's not something important, but whereas when she writes her bit, it was like Mum had this long conversation with me and then just sort of drops the bombshell as she walks out the room. Looking back now, I think, well, yeah, I always remember the day I lost my sight and I went into the bathroom and I realised that when I looked into the mirror, I couldn't see myself looking back. And I remember sort of sitting thinking, what am I going to do? But the pain of of thinking, is this something really serious, something really deep down, stomach churning feel, to suddenly think that I had to then tell my parents and my children, and I didn't want them to feel that pain.
So do you think in some ways that actually by writing your biography, you have finally got round to processing how you think about your blindness?
Yeah, I mean, writing the book was an amazing experience. I came out with lots of stuff, which was probably quite deep-rooted inside me about losing my sight. But it also, I was very, right from the beginning, I was like, no, blind people can do anything.
Would you ever have been an author had you not gone blind?
I would have never have even thought about being an author. I love books. I've always really, really loved books. I've had lots of interesting books. I never thought I would be able to be an author. I think, you know, this sort of losing my sight has made me think, has made me challenge myself as well to things. And, you know, I wanted to read books and hear about what blind people do, how they manage. So producing that book was, you know, and it also says things, because people sort of stop me in the town and go, oh, you're training that dog? And I say, oh, no, it's my guide dog. And they're like, oh, you don't look blind. And it's about explaining to people different levels of sight loss and explaining about, you know, how you do things. I think people think we just sit there doing nothing until somebody comes to help. A lot of friends and family who have read the book have come and, like, really, you know, they'll come with a paragraph about something I've said or something I've done, and they're like, I get it now.
Living with Sight Loss, A Type 1 Diabetic's Life Story by Diane Woodford is available commercially.